This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmers across the country facing mounting financial pressures. And for some, the question isn't just how to get by, it's what the long-term consequences might look like. Shea Myers, owner of Owyhee Produce, says that if current challenges continue, something will have to change, potentially grocery store prices.
I think the real question is what does the future hold? When does the change happen? At some point, I think this is going to be like a COVID event. When we went from, let's say, 2020 to 2022, we quickly saw our food increase in price somewhere between 40 and 70%. Putting this many farmers out of business is going to result in something similar. We're going to see another significant increase in costs when this is all said and done. And so the question is, as we look at it, can we make it to that point where we can actually make a living again, or will we run out of funds before that opportunity presents itself? And so what is the strategy for that? Again, minimizing spending, looking for labor savings, looking for crops that maybe are an alternative, minimizing losses anywhere you can.
Myers emphasized we're still in the early stages of this economic cycle, and he hopes we find a balance between consumer prices and farmer profits. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.